Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Right? It's about being road warriors. Okay? We'll play wherever they want us to play. Okay? We'll f-ing rush the ring and we'll play wherever they want us to play. There's so much better football that we can play. It's close. Okay? But you kept taking care of business. I'm proud of you. I appreciate your effort, fellas. I'm proud of what you guys did. Okay? Offense carried us through. Defense, they didn't score in the second half. There's things of complementary football that we have to continue. Get a break down. Pray.
One second. For coach and all Tennessee coaches, Coach Vrabel, we love playing for you.
Appreciate it.
Glad you're our head coach, and we love you, Coach.
Thank you.
Bring it up. Yeah. Hey, team on three. 1, 2, 3.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo, it's all Arcan.
On WEEI.
Good evening, welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original. And tonight, Joe Braverman, we are here with you for
525,600 minutes.
Almost. In fact, we will be here for a full four-hour program on this Tuesday.
Which makes sense, because we didn't have a program yesterday.
We had a zero-hour program yesterday, a zero-second program. We were preempted by Monday Night Football in the doubleheader, which I just heard there's not going to be a whole lot more of those going forward. So if you didn't enjoy not hearing us, then don't worry. That won't be the case. Although, I do have to warn you. I have to warn all the Arcand maniacs out there is that you may be hearing a lot less of us here in the coming days. Why? Well, World Series. WEEI. Boston Sports Original WEEI is your home, your radio home for the World Series this year. And I'm excited for this World Series. I am. I think it's going to be a great series. And we'll talk about it a little bit later on in the show. We have more important things to get to. But game one is on Friday, and we will be jumping to those, I think, right at 7. So we will have a show, but it'll just be 1 hour. Depending on how long the series goes, the only scheduled day off during the week next week, assuming it gets that far, would be Thursday. So we would have Thursday Night Football that night. So it's going to be kind of a light week, or it's looking that way, depending on how long the series goes. At any rate, just some housekeeping to take care of right there. I wanted to open with that clip from the locker room because I loved that clip from the locker room. Oh, did I love it? I loved Vrabel's speech. I loved Drake May coming in, giving him the game ball. That I love you, coach, at the end. Oh, right here, right? Right here. Right in the feels. And it's only week 7. You know what I mean? We're at week 7 with this team. And already, you're getting some good stuff. You're getting some good content on that social media page, boy. You really are.
Hey, for Coach and all Tennessee coaches, Coach Vrabel, we love playing for you.
Appreciate it.
Glad you're our head coach, and we love you, Coach.
I mean, that was nice. That was a moment right there. That was a moment right there. This honeymoon period that we're seeing right now with Mike Vrabel and Drake May and Josh McDaniels and really everybody. And we'll get into the schedule and some of the other factors that are going into this hot streak that they're all on, especially the guy you just heard right there, Drake May. This unbelievable video game Madden heater that he's on. And it's not even like Madden. It's like that. It's like NFL blitz numbers that he's putting up right now. He's killing it. Just absolutely killing it. We'll be joined by Tom King at 7:30, by the way. That's if he's done crying about the Giants and their loss to the Broncos, which I don't think he is. I think he's still, me just mentioning it right now, I think probably triggered him to sob a little bit longer. But hopefully he'll be all done with that and go through all the Kleenex that he needs to by the time we get to 7:30. We'll have your headlines at 8 o'clock tonight, trying something new here. 8:30, the nightly news here in New England. We got the Arcan Fire and Clickbait in the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to all of that. But I wanted to open with Mike Vrabel. I feel like everybody else is really Drake May heavy right now, not just here, but everywhere. Like, that's the main conversation that you're hearing, is everybody is just gaga over Drake May. And I am too, and we'll get to Drake May. It's not like I'm going to ignore that today. I think that's a huge, huge story and something that needs to be given its proper historical context and also attention. But I think that Mike Vrabel, more so than Drake May, and this is not to say that he's more responsible for what's going on and the wins and everything, but I think more than anything, Mike Vrabel has changed the feel of this organization. He's changed the culture of it. Drake May does it on the field, but there's lots of teams that win and don't rally around their coach like that, especially not this quick into his tenure, this quick into the season. You know, there's a lot of popular coaches out there, coaches that are real popular with their teams. Dan Campbell is one that keeps getting brought up. Andy Reid's another one. They love Andy Reid in Kansas City. You know, I thought D'Amico Ryans was going to be that kind of guy in Houston, and now they suck. That was a tough one last night against Seattle. And we'll talk about what happened on Monday Night Football last night as well, and the big roundup of what's going on in the NFL as the Patriots keep ascending. McVay, you know, that's another popular coach. There's a lot of guys like that. But as great as Bill Belichick was and still is, he still is very insecure, too. He was always insecure about that. Gerard Mayo was insecure, too, but for him it made sense because he was a new coach and everything. But with, like, Bill Belichick, he was very sort of guarded, very, you know, didn't want to take blame for things, wanted credit for stuff. You know, like, it was just, it was all very obvious with him. And you could tell. And he was great, so he didn't mind. I mean, he didn't mind until the end when things fell off. A little bit on Bill, some good news for him today. Some much-needed good news for Bill Belichick today, which we will get to in just a moment. But Mike Vrabel, more than Bill at the end, and even Bill at some points, like, in the middle, and definitely more so than Gerard Mayo, more so than any coach since Bill Parcells, I would say, feels like just very comfortable in the role in year one. Belichick in year one, it was a 5-win season. It was ugly. And you could tell that it was not going the way he wanted. And they made a lot of big changes that offseason. It was a whole thing. You know, Brady, obviously. I mean, there was a lot of things that went into that. But Mike Vrabel seems to, like, I can also tell you this. That first season, they weren't giving speeches like that in the locker room. They weren't giving Bill the game ball like that, I don't think. I mean, if Ted was here, he'd probably be able to clear that up for sure. But I think I know the answer. I don't think it was like that. I don't think it was that kind of locker room. I don't think Bill was that kind of coach. And that's not to say that one's better than the other, but it does go to show that you can win and be successful here or anywhere else any number of ways. It's not just the Belichick way. You don't have to do it exactly like Bill in order to be successful. And frankly, Josh McDaniels, your offensive coordinator, could tell you just as well as any number of other Matt Patricia, Joe Judge, any other number of failed guys who had went out there and tried Mangini, et cetera. All these guys, they all went out there. They all tried to be Bill. They all failed because there's only one Bill. And there was only one Tom Brady that Bill got to coach, you know, and those guys didn't get to coach him. And that had something to do with it, too. But there is no denying how rapidly Mike Vrabel is connected with that team. And he's not doing it the way Bill did. Bill did it through sort of fear and consequences if you screwed up and all that, and it worked out fine. It's not like Bill's way was bad. It's not like Bill's way was some toxic thing that you can't do anymore. I'm not really trying to trash Bill here at all. I'm just showing that there's an alternative way. There's another way to do it. And we all kind of got conditioned into thinking that Bill's way was the only way to win. But Vrabel's team is winning, and they love him. I mean, they love him in that room. Absolutely, 100% buy-in, it looks like. I'm not in there. I mean, Mego maybe could tell you more about if it's really 100% or if there's any kind of grumbling going on. But you know what? When you're winning, no one grumbles. When you're winning, nobody grumbles. And he's not punishing guys either. Ramondre Stevenson would have been benched. He wouldn't have been out there like he was yesterday. And again, Bill had a pretty straightforward rule about that sort of stuff. You fumble, I'm benching you. And everyone knew it, and everyone knew the consequences, and Steven Ridley and whoever, you know, if they fumbled, they knew they were coming out of the game. That's the way it worked. And it worked out fine for the most part.
I love it.
There's another way to do it. There's another way to do it. And listen, this team is winning. The run game looked a lot better. It was the Titans, I know, and Simmons went out. I mean, listen, it's not like they're going out and beating on great defenses right now. But they weren't doing that last year. They played a lot of bad teams last year, and they were a bad team last year. And now they're not. And their head coach is letting them know it. Their head coach is building them up. And that, I think, is what stands out the most. But with Vrabel, it's not all rah-rah, you know, everybody has run through a wall. Like, he's made good challenges this year. I think he takes good timeouts. He has a good sense about going for it on fourth down, although I thought there was one on Sunday that I didn't love, that fourth and one, where he threw it. That was the Pop Douglas play, I think, right, where Douglas had to reach back for it. Was that on fourth down? I think it was. Or maybe I'm mixing it up. Either way, there was one fourth down I didn't like, where I thought they could have kicked the field goal. Even in the two losses, I didn't think there was any what the hell is he doing out there kind of moment. You know, like I didn't think that. And with Jerod Mayo, you thought that every week. With Jerod Mayo, you're like, what is he doing? What? You're doing this? This situation? Like, come on. Just no awareness, no nothing. And, you know, we had a lot of those moments from him last year. And that's a low bar to clear. I understand. He was a rookie head coach. He was way over his head. But it's worth noting. And it's noticeable. But even more than that, you're seeing less penalties now. They led the league in penalties. They're now down to third in the league. Okay, so progress. They had 5 to Tennessee's 3 on Sunday. But still, okay, it's less than 9 or 10, which is what they've been putting up, it looked like, on a pretty regular weekly basis there. But there's no wasted possessions anymore, it doesn't seem like. No panic moves. Mike Vrabel, I feel, is influencing wins directly in a way that, you know, is sort of reminiscent in some ways of Bill Belichick, but something that you thought might not be able to be done that way. You have a coach who's not exactly a big X's and O's guy. What's he going to do? How's he really going to do it? He's doing it. And a lot of modern coaches are doing it that way, too. There was sort of this wave and movement towards these analytical offensive minds and all of that, and there's still a lot of those guys in the league. It's not like that's a type of coach that has been completely pushed to the side. But I also think that now with your Campbells and, you know, Vrabel and a lot of the Mike Tomlin, who's been around for a long time, but a lot of these guys who aren't exactly major X and O geniuses here are guys that are succeeding, guys that are motivating their teams, guys that are getting a sense of unity in the locker room and getting other guys to play for each other. And it also helps when you have a quarterback who's playing out of his mind. Another thing I like about Vrabel is that I don't feel like he's trying to bring back the nostalgia of the old Patriot. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that he's reaching back for the good old days and trying to recreate that in his own image or anything. Like, I think if anything, you can say he's modernizing the Patriot way. He's like making it sort of a 2025 thing instead of just something we all look back on. Like, that's one thing I used to hate about, and I still do obviously hate about Yankee fans, is everything's just, oh yeah, the good old days. We're so entitled to everything because we were so good so long ago. And isn't that great? And I just hate when teams have that attitude. And the only team around here that really has the chance to have that attitude, I guess you have the Celtics, obviously, but it's the Patriots. You know, the Red Sox were never like a major dynasty. Bruins has been since the 70s, and they only won a couple. The Celtics, I guess you could say, the fans of the Celtics could act that way, but I don't feel like Celtics fans do. I don't feel like they do. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm too much in the weeds to make an accurate assessment of that, but I don't really get that sense. Patriots fans, though, Patriots fans, yeah. And I'm glad that Mike Vrabel's not feeding into that.
The last 25 years?
Yeah, the last 25 years. He's not just trying to be some Belichick disciple. He's not trying to be, you know, the next or run things the way Bill Ray. He's very genuine. He's very sort of sincere about what he's doing. And that's showing through with these players. And it's showing through on the field. He's all about, like, physicality, accountability, like all that sort of stuff that all coaches preach. But it seems like it's really connecting from him to these players. And it got me wondering. For years and years and years, and even now today, we've debated Bill Belichick versus Tom Brady, who was more responsible for the dynasty? So I ask you, Joe Braverman, who's more responsible for the Patriots' success through the first 7 weeks, Mike Vrabel or Drake May?
Oh, that's a good question.
We're starting the conversation early on this
program. I love it. I love getting
started. We are having a dialogue here.
I love getting it started. I think you can make the argument. It's same thing for Belichick and Brady. You can make the argument for both. But I would say
we're not doing both here.
Exactly.
Okay, this isn't the Fitzy show. We're not doing both. All right, we're gonna make a decision here.
So we're in a rebuild, right? I'm just kidding. straight answer. I think it's Vrabel. I think it's just his message and his demeanor and everything he's done on and off the field is translating through guys like Drake May. He's giving Drake May the confidence to make the plays, make the right reads, make the deep passes that might be a little bit risky for some playing his second year, but Vrabel saying, hey, you're good at this, go be a gunslinger. So I'm going to say Vrabel has the majority.
Vrabel has been excellent. He has been excellent. Drake May has been otherworldly for the last month. I mean, these last four games of him since Carolina have been ridiculous, and we'll go over those numbers, and we'll go over everything that he's doing. But I think Vrabel and the entire culture of the team is something that should not be ignored. And while May, over the last couple of weeks, you go back to that Buffalo game, you can make the argument, and this is sort of the same type of arguments that the Belichick-Brady people would have with each other. Well, if it was all Brady, then how do you explain this one game when the defense played really well? That was all Bill, right? That's how these conversations always go. I've had a million of them, all right? I've had a million of these debates, and it always goes the same. No matter which side I choose to be on that day. And usually it's based on who I'm arguing with. If I want to really yell at them, you know, then I'll just pick a side. It's easy enough to do.
You have a special kind of hatred.
I do. For certain, you know, certain things. Certain people. Certain topics. At any rate, it's the same kind of thing here. Because against Buffalo, May had a good game. But the defense held the Bills to 20 points. That was the bigger story of that game. And that's... You know, I mean, I'm not saying that Vrabel runs the defense the way Bill used to. But if you want to say, is it Drake May or is it something else, you know, like, is it the coach? I'd say the defensive game plan against Buffalo worked pretty damn well that day. And Drake putting up 23 points on the road in prime time, I mean, it was great. It was a great game. Obviously, he had a great game. But I thought the defense was the star of that game. All in all, if you look at each game and, you know, who won and who lost and who had a bigger effect on that, I think that, you know, it's pretty close. It's pretty close right now. I might give the nod to Drake May right now. As much as I think Vrabel deserves a ton of credit for this, I think I might give the who gets more, I think I'd give it to Drake May just because his numbers right now are, as I said, video game numbers and not Madden, like, you know, NFL Street or something like that. One of these ridiculous, like, Tecmo Bowl numbers. And you have every player's Bo Jackson. That's what it's like right now.
It's like a 55-45 or a 52-48. That's how close it is.
Yeah, or maybe like 60-40. It's close enough. But, yeah, something along those lines. It's close, but I would give it to May right now. But Vrabel, I think, is right there. I mean, he's right there. It has been so – and another thing that made or hurt Vrabel just a tiny little bit is what a great job Josh McDaniel's doing. Sorry, Shime. What a great job he's doing. I'm sorry. I don't, you know, like, this is a guy who, when he is tasked as an offensive coordinator with developing a young quarterback, he just knows what to do. He just knows it. You can tell. It's embedded in his mind. I'm embarrassed from earlier on when the team had a couple of bad games saying that I wasn't sure if he was any better than Alex Van Pelt. I look back on that now. I feel like that is an embarrassing take by me. So sorry, Josh, if you're listening.
Brutal bro, a boast, bro.
For saying that. I mean, I'm completely wrong. And I'm not saying that Drake May wouldn't be able to put up these numbers with anyone else. I don't know that, but I know that he wasn't doing this last year, and I think that Josh McDaniel and McDaniels and the effect that he has on these young quarterbacks is undeniable at this point. I just don't know how you can call it any other way. So 617-779-7937 is the phone number. we'll talk about Drake May, okay? I have a lot of thoughts on him. I have a lot of thoughts on his performance in that game. Things that I'm concerned about, it's really only one thing, and that is him staying on the field. And the output, the accuracy, the way he's elevating everybody else needs to be discussed. And we'll do it with your phone calls at 617-779-7937. It's the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman with What's Trending.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. Brad Marchand is back in Boston and skates on the TD Garden ice for the first time as a visitor as his Panthers face the Boston Bruins. The Bees have an identical record as the defending champs. They're riding a four-game losing streak following three wins to open the season. Puck drop is set for 7:30. The Patriots are off today. They'll return to practice tomorrow to begin prep for their home matchup with the Cleveland Browns this Sunday. In related news, former head coach Bill Belichick was one of 12 coaches who advanced in the running for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2026. The NBA season tips off tonight. The Thunder will raise their championship banner in Oklahoma City against the Houston Rockets. That game is followed by the nightcap, the Warriors, taking on the LA Lakers. The Celtics open their season at TD Garden tomorrow night against the Philadelphia 76ers. Jaylen Brown is officially questionable with a left hamstring strain. The only other name on the injury report is, of course, Jason Tatum. The World Series is now set as Game 1 between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays will take place from Toronto on Friday night. LA opens as the biggest favorites of the World Series in over 20 years at minus 210. The Blue Jays do expect to have all-star shortstop Bo Bichette return to the lineup from his knee injury he suffered in early September. And one other baseball note, the LA Angels have fired former catcher Kurt Suzuki as their new manager. Find Mass Money wants to help you enjoy the football season by helping you find money you didn't know you had. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It's a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What stands out about Drake's game most for you?
I think there's an athleticism to him that's really, really cool. I think he's really accurate from all different spots, whether it's in a pocket, off platform. I mean, he's really done a nice job so far and spreading the football around. But there's an accuracy to him that's been really good for us.
How do you describe his growth? From your perspective, what would you say about the way he's grown?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of demand there from Josh and myself, and I think he's responded to that as far as the leadership that he's had to show this offense. And, you know, kept talking about he wants to earn it. Well, I mean, I've told him that he's earned it. And I think he doesn't like something in practice, and then he gets it fixed. And if he wants a better Friday practice, then he talks about it before we go out there on Friday. And, you know, I think those guys respond to him and the things that he says and the way that he, you know, operates.
Mike Vrabel after the game talking about his QB, who had another ridiculous game. Two incomplete passes. I mean, just, you know, and when guys put up numbers like that, whenever you see a game with a crazy completion percentage like that, what do you always assume? What's the first thing that pops to mind? Oh, he's probably just throwing behind the line. He's probably just throwing a bunch of screens. You know, a little quick slant. Not going downfield and hitting 90% of his passes. Like, there's no way that's what's happening. That's what's happening. That is what's happening on a weekly basis. He's putting up these kind of completion numbers and doing it in all parts of the field, all different kinds of throws. Throws on the run, throws out of the pocket. Throws over the middle, throws down the side. Doesn't matter. Put it up there for a one-on-one bet. It's right there where only Austin Hooper can get it. And suddenly now Austin Hooper's Tony Gonzalez in the back of the end zone. I had no idea Austin Hooper could do that. If you had like a bingo card with Austin Hooper mossing some guy in the corner of the end zone, I don't think you would have ever thought that you'd be crossing that one off. But we saw it. Kayshon Booty, who's making some real plays out there. Even that play to Pop Douglas where he had to reach back and get it, it just seems like everyone is responding to Drake May. Everyone's responding to what he's doing, even when he misses a throw. And that one was right after he bounced his head off the ground, so, you know, maybe that was part of it. And that was one of the only bad throws he had in the game, and it still was a completion. Drake May joined Patrick Mahomes and Dan Marino as the only quarterbacks to achieve a six-game streak with at least 200 passing yards and a passer rating of 100 or higher at the age of 23 or younger. And as I'm sure you've already heard by now, Drake May set a franchise record with the 91.3% completion rate. The record was previously held by Tom Brady, who in 2009 had a game where I don't know what he went, but it was 88.5% completion rate. So, clearly, Drake May is better than Tom Brady. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, this is special. This is special. He's been the best player on the field in each of the last four games, has he not? He's been the best player on the field. He was definitely the best player on the field in that last game. And coming into the season, I think maybe Scheim, I don't know, I rip on Scheim, so I got to give him credit when he's right. I think Scheim was the only one who was like, yeah, Drake May is the best player on the team. Because everyone else, what were we all saying? Christian Gonzalez. Gonzalez is the best player on the team. You know, and he was hurt to start the year, so not seeing him. I don't know if that helped or hurt, but either way, that was what most people said. After his rookie year, Drake May was considered a good player, you know, good player with a lot of promise, a lot of potential. And then a couple of, you know, hiccups to start the season, but no one was really looking at him like the best player on the team, and certainly not the best player on the field. He was the best player on the field against Buffalo and Josh Allen. He was the best player on the field against Carolina. He was the best player on the field against New Orleans. He was the best player on the field on Sunday. Right? I mean, is there any debate? Like, I don't even think you can debate that. And that's huge. Numbers are eye-pop. His numbers are so good they almost seem fake. They almost seem like they're too good to be true. Like mom's going to wake you up and you have to go to school like any minute now, like it's a dream. These are dream-like numbers. They really are. And it's not like he's throwing for 500 yards every week. But the completion percentage, the efficiency, the QB rating, like all of that has just been insane. For a guy who didn't look like he was this close to what he, like last year, I didn't think he was anywhere close to this. Even at the beginning of this year, I didn't think he was anywhere close to this. But the more weeks go by and the more consistently he's doing it, the more impossible it is to deny it. Now, all that to say this, you got two pretty good defenses coming up here. Cleveland this week, Atlanta next week. And those are two of the better defenses in the NFL right now. You may not think Atlanta's all that great. They're one of the best defenses in the league right now. Not the best, but they're up there. They're in the conversation. They have a very good pass rush. And they've made a lot of teams' lives difficult lately, including Buffalo's. If you can, and by you, I mean if Drake May can continue to, I'm not going to say give you 92% completion percentage against Cleveland and Atlanta en route to two more wins. But if Drake May can hold his own and continue to produce and continue to make these brilliant throws that he's making against those good defenses and beat them, then it'll become impossible. It'll become impossible to deny. His teammates seem to like him a lot. Seems to be like he's really connecting with his teammates. And I heard a lot of people say, well, Mac Jones never connected with his teammates. That's not true. That's really not the way it went. There were some people who didn't like Mac Jones on the team, I'm sure. But on the offense, when his rookie year, they liked him because they were winning. The second year, there was a camaraderie in that offense and with those offensive players of what is going on with this team? Why are they doing this to us? Why are they subjecting us to these two guys who aren't offensive coaches? And they rallied around each other for that. Now, it didn't matter because, you know, Mac took a big step back. The whole thing was being just run into the ground, and that was the first year of it. But his teammates didn't turn on him then. That's how I remember. I mean, we were down there, and we talked to him, and he's not going to say it, obviously. But I remember his teammates saying it. I remember Jacoby Myers and Kendrick Bourne and other players speaking up about the play calling, about the coaching, about all that stuff. And Bill punishing the hell out of all of them. You didn't see Kendrick Bourne that year. You didn't see him on the field because he dared to speak up and speak out against Bill and the ridiculous hires that he made at offensive coordinator. Jacoby Myers, goodbye. You know, like it was a whole thing. And he couldn't do anything about Mac Jones because Bailey Zappe wasn't good enough to start full time until it turned out, I guess he was. And then he wasn't. Oh, I hated those years. The Mac Bailey years were just, they were brutal, especially those last couple. But I don't think that Mac Jones really lost the trust or whatever of his teammates until that Bill O'Brien year. I think that's when it really happened, when he was throwing those awful interceptions and, you know, Parker and all these guys, Smith-Schuster and all these guys were here, and they were like, what's going on? Like, at that point, it's like, we have a real offensive coordinator, Mac, and you still suck. And that was, I think, when that happened. But it didn't happen right away. That first year, there was a camaraderie. But that camaraderie was like misery loves company. You know, it was like, oh, we're all in this terrible situation. Now it's the opposite. It's the opposite of that now with Drake May and the teammates and everybody who's out there getting these beautiful passes dropped right in their breadbaskets. I mean, some of those throws, the ones that really stick out was the completion of Diggs, which was one of the best thrown balls I've ever seen. That sideline pass to Mac Hollins, which if there was a, I mean, I don't even know. If there was a football-sized bucket on the field that only a ball going perfectly down at a 90-degree angle would land in that bucket, it would have landed in that bucket. It was an incredible pass. And the booty touchdown. I mean, what can you say about that? And those are just a sampling. There were plenty of other ones, but those are the ones that stick out when you look at them and you just go, how could you throw the ball any better? What more could you possibly ask of this guy? He's turned from a sort of shaky, raw, good, but let's see if he can, you know, get these dumb plays out of his system to one of the best deep ball throwers I've ever seen. And it's not just go routes. It's not just one certain thing. It doesn't matter. He'll find you. He'll find you and he'll drop it right in the bucket. Oh, my God. just thinking about those throws, I get like excited. Here's the problem. Is it a great thing for your quarterback to be carrying the entire squad like this? Because that's kind of what's going on here. It's kind of what's going on. Like, what if he has a bad game? I'm not even going to say the I word, okay? But what if he just has like a game where, I don't know, he doesn't have it that day. He's out there, he's running around, he's seeing ghosts for some reason, someone throws him a different look. It does kind of come down to that right now, doesn't it? Without Drake May, without him out there working his magic, and it is magic, you do get the sense that there's not a whole lot behind it. And to that, I'll give Fitzy a little bit of credit here. I know it doesn't sound like I should because we were just yelling at each other. But in that sense, he's right. This is not a very deep team. And it's not a deep team because of 5 years of bad drafting. That's how you get depth. You draft players that you don't have to cut immediately or who don't, you know, play themselves right out of the system or who weren't, you know, terrible picks in the first place. You got to draft better than that, and that's why they're shallow. They had a good offseason, but, you know, they brought in a lot of guys, and those guys need to play, and those guys need to be out there pretty much on a weekly basis.
And can read the D.
If you want this thing to work. So, Fitzy, you're right about that. Doesn't mean you're rebuilding. You're wrong about that part. It doesn't make it a rebuild. But you're right. It's not a very deep team. They are, and that maybe is something that could change over the course of the year. Certain guys' backups develop and, you know, guys kind of emerge in certain areas. That happens all the time. I don't know if there's a lot of that going on right now with this team, but you are seeing the guys who are getting paid the big bucks to come play here playing their asses off on the offense and the defense, mostly on the defense because that's where they spent most of their money. But you're absolutely seeing that, no question about it.
Fitzy, you bumbling drunk fool.
Also, Drake May is kind of redefining what this offense can be. Josh deserves credit for this too, but you're seeing a modern offense being run by the type of QB who's designed for it. And not just designed for it. Like, Drake May looks like he was designed in a laboratory for this kind of offense. There was a learning curve, sure. But this was an offense that was, like, cartoonishly bad for the last 5 years. 4 years. Since Mac Jones' rookie year, I guess that's 4 years, right? 3-4 years? 6 or 7. I just watched that South Park with the 6-7. I still don't know what it means. But it was pretty funny. They look like a well-oiled machine now after looking like garbage for 3 to 4 years. They look like a team that's been playing together for a decade. I do want to see what they look like against top defenses because you got two tough ones coming up right now. But the other thing I want to see is Drake May in clutch situations. So far, they had that fourth quarter comeback against the Dolphins. That was on a kick return for a touchdown, an interception, and a field goal. It's not like Drake May hurt them or anything, but it wasn't really him doing it. Carolina was a blowout. Buffalo, very clutch. Very clutch moment in that game. I want to see some more of that. You know, you're going to let teams hang around, I want to see a little bit more in the second half. I want to see a little bit more close and late. That drive to get in the field goal range against Buffalo was excellent. It was excellent. And he had a clutch moment against Tennessee last year and then a very unclutch one in overtime. But I want to see a little bit more of that because that's how you know a guy is really special. You can put up great numbers in the regular season against bad teams, but how do you look when it comes down to those pressure situations? You've seen one already and he passed that test, but you're going to see, you know, I got to see a little bit more of that. And that's how you know, all right, this is a special player doing special things out there. And that's it. I mean, other than that, I got nothing really to say. Drake May has been awesome, except he has to figure out what he's doing when he's running with that ball. He has to figure out how to get to the ground better. He has to figure out how to make sure that his head is protected. That's the main thing. And if he can do that, then I see no reason to think that this thing won't keep on chugging. So there you go. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We will get to your phone calls here in just a minute as I ask the question, who's more responsible for this great start? Is it Mike Vrabel? Is it Drake May? What do you think? Also, tonight, Brad Marchand makes his return to TD Garden. We'll get into that a little bit with your phone calls. Patriots, Bruins, whatever you want right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, it'd be more emotional, obviously, being back there. Last year it was kind of a weird timing. It was 2 or 3 days after I got traded. So it was a bit of a tough time. Also, I mean, I didn't see anybody before I left, so it was good to be able to kind of come back and say goodbye to everyone. I was pretty happy I wasn't playing that game. But I'm excited for this one. I mean, it'll be fun to compete against my guys I've been playing with for a long time and be on the other side of it in here. I'm sure it'll be a pretty intense game. So it'll be fun to play in front of the Bruins fans again. And so I'm excited.
Brad Marchand in town this week. In case you didn't know, there's pictures of him all over the place. He's out there. He's out all of Dollintown having a blast. In Boston. It's Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. We'll get to your Patriots calls here in just a moment. I see you lining up. I don't want to ignore you, but I do want to just at the very least mention this tonight because we're going up against that game, obviously. And I think with Marchand coming back, he deserves a long and loud ovation. Long and loud ovation. They should stand up and cheer for him for a while. It wasn't always perfect with him. He did things that drove me insane sometimes. But he was brewing through and through. And he played his ass off here. And his story is a great one. It's a great one for the kids trying to get into hockey. I mean, he's the type of guy and the type of player that you can point to. And when I say that, I don't mean to excuse all the dirty stuff he's done over the years. I mean, listen, it's Brad Marchand. But also, that was in some ways self-preservation. And he's had a tremendous career. And him coming back here is extremely bittersweet. Panthers are off to a rough start, too. The Bruins looked like they were starting off and starting to do something special. Then they went out west and have completely fallen apart.
They have the exact same record, the Panthers and the Bruins. 7 games in, both 3-4.
And how's this for, while we're on that subject of them having the same record? Tonight is exactly 16 years to the day of Brad Marchand's debut with the Bruins. In the Garden.
Now that is freaky.
It's a little freaky.
That is some freaky things. Unless there's someone in the NHL scheduling department or whatever who knew that.
I guess. I mean, it's possible. But it's still pretty freaky deaky. And I think that Brad Marchand deserves to be revered tonight. But as soon as that's over and as soon as that game starts, I want them to take his head off. I don't mean it because I don't like Brad Marchand. But I want them to go after him and go after that Panthers team. That Panthers team took everything from you. That Panthers team is still in the process of dangling a giant loogie right over your face like your big brother. You know, like just rubbing your nose in it every day.
Go pound sand.
That'd be funny if they come out to like do a thing for Marchand and Keith comes out and presents him with like like a trophy or an award or something like that. They hug at center ice. And then Marchand gives him like a slew foot, just slams his face into the ice.
He just accidentally brings the stick and trips him up.
That'd be funny. I wonder if he's still mad at Keith, or I wonder if it's all bygones. I mean, Keith ended up looking okay in that whole thing. He ended up, it's not, you know, they came out and, oh, no, we love each other, but I want to get traded. Trade me out of here. Get me the hell off this team. Please. Trade me to Florida. Let's go. Should be a good night. Should be an interesting one. I hope the Bruins can bounce back. I really hope they beat this team. I hope they beat this team, and I hope they send a message to them and to Brad Marchand that it's different this year. And I thought maybe they could do that on the West Coast. They did the opposite. They've been struggling since then. They're back home. Now's a good time to show some people here early on in the season, hey, we're not last year. We're something other than that. And there's no better way to do that than to beat the Florida Panthers, which they never, ever do. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. As I said, we got some Patriots phone calls lined up here. Let's get to them, starting with our good friend Tim in Natick, who leads us off. Hello, Tim.
Good evening, Mr. Arcan. How's
up, Tim?
It going?
It's going great.
So, excellent. So just a couple of quick points there. When you're talking about, you know, watching if when Drake May has a bad game, is it something we can kind of overcome? That's the nature of NFL, because I mean, look at Baltimore, look at Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Without your quarterback, your team is not going to do anything. So,
That's not true. That's not necessarily true. Bryce Young had a bad game against the Jets, and the defense won that game for him. You know, like that's not true. You can have a defense win a game. You can have your run game win the game. Look at Cleveland. Cleveland ended up with Judkins running for three touchdowns, and Dylan Gabriel barely had to do anything. So, like, you can win without the quarterback really being a major factor in it. Teams do it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, that was how our Miami win was.
Kind of.
We had special teams, and your point, your question about who's more the team this year. More to get the props, I guess. I'm going to go with Vrabel to start, okay. Only because I think he's got the whole team buying in. Mm. You know, from soup to nuts, they want to play for this guy. They realize he's a real person, like a real coach. That he doesn't, you know, sugarcoat things with them, and he's got everyone bought in, and that's more important to start now. To keep it going, it's going to be relying on the players that you bring in, and it's going to be more relying on Drake May and the future. But to start this thing, Vrabel is definitely more important and the more the cause for this turnaround.
All right, Tim, thanks for the call. It's close. I give a slight nod to May because his numbers are absurd, but it's close. And also, the defense needs to start these games a little bit better. May needs to be better at the end. The defense needs to be better at the beginning. And then I think they have a chance against anybody. Maybe they have a chance against anybody right now. I don't know. We'll see. When they play real defenses, we'll see. And they got some real defenses, two of them coming right up right in a row. Oh, we'll get to the rest of your phone calls here in just a moment. 617-779-7937. We got Tom King coming up at 7:30. Look forward to talking with him. Want to get into a little bit of what's going on around the NFL here in the 7 o'clock hour as we lead things off there. We'll get to that with your phone calls right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.